With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy continues growing at a healthy pace. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Government figures released this week show strong consumer spending helped the economy grow at a 2.8% pace from July through September. Even though many American voters complained about the economy, it's proving surprisingly durable. And President-elect Trump will inherit a generally healthy economy. One sticking point, though, is inflation. Prices are about 20% higher than they were after Joe Biden took office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And some of those prices being felt by Black Friday shoppers. Black Friday still reigns as the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping. Retailers have been pushing early holiday sales for weeks, but the day after Thanksgiving remains an incredibly important and now traditional day for department stores, shopping malls, and merchants around the country. Many shoppers browse and buy online, but brick-and-mortar stores still enjoy a surge in foot traffic this holiday weekend as bargain hunters look for the special deals in person that they can touch with their own hands. This year, there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas for people to wrap up their shopping. Rich Thomason reports the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season comes to a close tomorrow, and for many, the end can't come soon enough.
The season saw 11 hurricanes compared to the average seven. The storms caused billions of dollars in damage, with deaths and destruction hundreds of miles from where the storms came ashore in the U.S. Gulf Coast. Hurricane Beryl became the first Category 4 hurricane to form in the month of June. In September, Hurricane Helene caused catastrophic damage across the southeastern U.S. And in October, Hurricane Milton's wind speeds hit a screaming 180 miles per hour. Rich Thomason reporting.
And after the day off yesterday for Thanksgiving Day, the markets have reopened for an abbreviated session this Black Friday. This is SRN News. A post-election analysis of the people who voted for President Trump. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that those who cast their ballot for Mr. Trump, be they Republicans, Independents, or even Democrats, are more conservative on social issues than the general population, or even than the president himself in some cases. Over 90% of them do not accept transgenderism. 60% believe people should emphasize marriage and family, and 89% favor legal gun ownership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states are turning abortion into big business. After the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, Massachusetts sought to make itself an abortion destination, and it appears to be working. In just the first 4 months after the high court ruling, Massachusetts Planned Parenthood reports out-of-state abortions rose by about 37%. In all, more than 6,000 out-of-state women turned to Massachusetts doctors for abortions last year. This is SRN News. In Paris, the Notre Dame Cathedral has unveiled its new interior 5 years after that devastating fire.
After more than 5 years of frenetic reconstruction work, Notre Dame Cathedral showed its new self to the world on Friday, with rebuilt soaring ceilings and creamy good-as-new stonework erasing somber memories of its devastating fire in 2019. Images broadcast live of a site visit by French President Emmanuel Macron showed the inside of the iconic cathedral. It appeared as worshippers might have experienced it back in medieval times, with its wide open spaces filled with bright light on a crisp and sunny winter's day. I'm Karen Chamas.
Inflation in the 20 countries that use the euro currency rose in November, but that likely won't stop the European Central Bank from cutting its interest rates as the prospect of new U.S. tariffs from the incoming administration adds to the gloom over Europe's weak overall growth. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.